boy named Hoshyard Utano. That's all about a guy just wanting to go out and be with his friends, you know. And I guess mom was boss back in them days, too. Because it's always seemed to mom, please let me go out, you know. And that's what happened. Feel good in my old age, I tell you. Yeah.
How about, Joe, what took place at the Harvest Festival? Did you talk to me about playing at Harvest Festivals?
Oh, yes,
what were
yeah.
they all about?
Oh, well, I was going to say, some of you surely been to them, but I doubt that. But wherever we hold our dances, the big union hall, usually in my hometown and wherever else that is happening, but they'd hang grapes, bundles of grapes, and pears all over the ceiling. And they had the great big mess of grapes and pears and the whole big old fruit thing hanging, you know. Now, when the Hungarians danced, they had girls there dressed in uniform. Now, the Hungarian man dancing with his wife or somebody else's wife, whichever, and that wife or his wife would reach up here and pull down a pear, and them girls that were dressed, they'd run and grab him and take him into the little room where he had to pay for it. Now, that's how some of these places made money, you know. And it was all done in fun. And boy, because the man never did forgive the woman to pull that big rascal down. Because, man, that cost $25 in them days. But that's what the Harvest Dance was all about. And we had it every year, you know. That was beautiful. And they made a lot of money like that. And of course, us gypsies up there making all we could, too. Hanging right in there. Yeah. But I sure hate to see that. Well, I'm just as much blame as anybody. My kids can't speak anything. And if I'd have raised them right, you know. I was telling Jerry my kids should have been speaking Hungarian, Lithuanian, and American. Back in them days, I hate to bring this up, but I will. Back in them days, you know, people didn't know how to say hunger, and it was easier to say hunky or something like that, you see. But now we've come to the age, and we've outgrown all that, you know. If you spoke a different language in my hometown, that's what you were, the hunky, you know, you see. Well, if I went into my home speaking English, my people wouldn't understand me, because they was from Hungary, you see. And but they learned a little bit of broken English before they died. But now, the more languages you can speak, the smarter you are. Isn't that something? After I done forgot how to speak mine.
Someone calls you a hunk now. That's good.
Well, I'll tell you.
They better be smiling when they see
you. I'll tell you. Amen. Amen. I was in a lot of fist fights on account of that, you know. And even after I went to work in the mine, you know. And if I seen my people, and I worked with my daddy, my brother, and so on, and I'd always yell, I'm in Hungarian. One of my brothers to this day doesn't want me to speak Hungarian to him. He's ashamed of it or something. Can't understand that. I'm ashamed of him, too. Because to forget your heritage like that, it's bad. And this boss, I had at Arkwright in the coal mine, I wasn't too crazy about him, and he didn't think any more of me, but every time I'd pass him, I'd say something to him in Hungarian. Oh, he hated that. He think I'm talking about him, which I was. He said, I can't understand you, and I'd always tell him, how come I can understand you and you can't understand me? I just never. Oh, we had our little jokes.
That reminds me that Tonto used to say something to the Lone Ranger in Indian talk for years. Mm-hmm. And then the Lone Ranger found out what he was talking
about. Yeah. Oh, let's see. I'll think of one more. I love my minor music because it has that sadness, but once in a while I go into that other stuff. And something I could play that y'all could understand, but I don't. I can't.
Did all your brothers and sisters play instruments, or just?
They all dummies. Really? I must have been the only gypsy in the family or something in that sense. My daddy liked to play music, but all he ever got to was accordion, and that was it. But my brothers and sisters, uh-uh. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, they made me, Yeah, I hated this thing with a passion. When I was a youngin', I'd rather live on a creek any day, because, you know, that was my life. I loved that. And they always holler for them, come home, practice. No, no. I was the only one in the family taking advantage of, seemed like. But, when I played the accordion.
The only one they felt had the gift.
Pardon?
Maybe you were the only one they felt had the gift to play. You might have had to practice, but maybe they felt you could do it and the rest of them couldn't.
Mom kept going back to Hoover time. Some of y'all don't remember Hoover time, do you? None of y'all, I don't think. Maybe Jerry, yourself. But Mom kept four boarders and all us kids, too. That poor little woman. Now, how would you like to cook and wash clothes and everything and take care of that many people, you know? Now, become the Friday night was payday, you see. And then boarders, naturally, they want they're going to celebrate. That's how they spent their weekend, because they worked their tail off in the coal mine. That's the only week, you know, time they had to relax a little bit. And I'd get my old cord in out. Man, like a circus come to town, and there was the boarders having their fun in the house, you know, drinking. And I just get my quarter out, or my quarter in out, and next day we had more than enough money to go to circus, me and my brother. Yeah.
Hey, Joe?
I made it, sure.
Would you play one more, and then maybe we'll take a little break? Okay. And some of that Howard Dulcimer players might want to.
Oh, yeah. I welcome any of them to come up here and do whatever they want to with. You too, Patty.
He promised once that if I'd teach him guitar, he'd teach me that. Well, unfortunately, I didn't know how to play guitar. He said, oh, you can learn, then you can teach me. But that never became a reality. That's something I think. Yeah.
Well, I hope I remember this. And you all notice I miss once in a while, and them strings just run together, and you know, I can't see that. I can't. And you think it'd be just all right just on one side of the bridge, but if you get over here just a smidgen too far, you're hitting the rascal comes that way. Everything gets me. Let's see. Sing and play at the same time. It is.
You play, we'll sing.
Pardon?
You play, we'll sing.
Okay. I had the time to some of the easier Hungarian songs, you wouldn't have to know the words, because I don't know the words to half of them, but to just hum along with it, like Margot. What happened, Margot, anyway? See, she learned a simple song real quick. And,
but, Joe, we thank you for coming. If some more of you have questions for Joe, why don't you just...